Joe Sims at breakfast. BBC.
Radio Bristol. Good morning. It's Tuesday, it's the 10th of February. But first, we are talking about the internet. Are you concerned with what younger members of your family are doing online? Because today is Safer Internet Day, a global awareness day that encourages children, young people and adults to think very carefully about how we use the online world and its digital technology. So what's the right age for teenagers to be using social media? Because it's a difficult question and frankly, there's no perfect answer. And it's one that parents and governments all over the world are wrestling with, including right here in the UK. Now, in Australia, a ban on under 16s using social media has been introduced a year after the country's government passed a new law aimed at keeping young people safe online. Catherine Ogden is the principal at King's Oak Academy in Kingswood and very kindly joins us now. Hello.
Good morning.
So what have you got planned for today then, Catherine?
So on Safer Internet Day is actually quite well placed for us because it's also within Children's Mental Health Week that's also this week. And we know that there's a really good connection with these two themes because we know children's mental health is increasingly influenced by the digital environments that they're exposed to. So we are spending time today across our all through doing pop-up sessions with our children, really digging into things like the emotional impact of accessing digital material, especially social media, but not just about what's the impact and what are some of the challenges with it. Also recognizing children do use digital media, especially social media. And so how can they navigate these online safe spaces as safely as possible?
Because that's the thing, isn't it? With so many of these things in the world, there's nuance in this conversation. It isn't black and white. It's not like the internet's bad and the world's going to hell in a handcart. If used properly and harnessed correctly, it could be used to liberate minds.
Yes, I agree. I think there's a wealth of information out there. And so we do need to recognise that for some children, they found online communities that they feel really safe and happy within. But there are dangers with that. But also there are educational opportunities to learn through some of the things that are available online. And it's how do we manage that well for them and help them understand how to do that?
So what's your message then to parents who are worried about the use of phones?
I think there's something certainly around focusing on how children are accessing social media and the internet, and how have you got really good controls in place to navigate and manage what they are exposed to, but also thinking about the time that children are exposed to and how can you have routines within your family household that you as parents are also modelling to children about perhaps phones going away at a certain time or not at the dinner table, or what we are looking at and discussing those things together so that we are modelling it as adults as well as expecting that from our children.
It's really difficult, isn't it? Because there's times, say for example, I always think, and maybe I'm just making excuses, but I need to be made available. I can send messages for work for next day's show and all that kind of stuff. But because I can do it on my phone, it enables me to be with my kids more than just going being conventionally in an office or anything like that. So I think that is in some ways a really good thing because we've got a portable office essentially. But conversely, maybe we're sending the wrong message to our kids because you're like, oh, dad's always on the phone.
Yes, I think this is certainly a time and a place. We know that being able to use phones, being able to use the internet opens a wealth of opportunities for us in how we manage our time, especially as adults where perhaps we have a better understanding of the impact of it and time management within looking at screen time. But our children will look to us as to what we're doing and will want to replicate our types of behaviours. So it's thinking, I think, about the environment, the time and the place, the appropriateness of us using our phones alongside our children, especially if we're trying to change early habits that are starting to be ingrained within our children.
I'm not entirely sure about that. I'm trying to get my son to be a Bristol City fan and he's not going quietly.
Oh, I can imagine, but let's not get into the subject of City versus Rovers in the area.
Six of your students are going to be coming off social media for a little bit. It's part of a BBC Bristol investigation. How are you getting on?
Yes, so we're actually meeting with the team later on today. Our children spent some time looking yesterday at the amount of time they're spending on their phones, especially social media. It was quite eye-opening for me to see some of the hours that our children were spending on them, and I think it was also quite a shock for them. So we've had a good discussion about it. Some are really looking forward to the challenge and almost feeling like there's a digital detox on its way. Some of them are slightly nervous about what life would be like without their phones in using social media. So I think there's going to be some really good learning opportunities for us all within this.
Do you know what? It sounds absolutely incredible. Do feedback, tell us how you're getting on, and thank you so much for flying the flag. That's the wonderful Catherine Ogden there, the principal of Kings Oak Academy in Kingswood. They're always doing really interesting stuff at Kings Oak Academy, and they're one of the many schools taking part in this Safer Internet Day.